In 2008, the state of Tennessee was one of 18 states with the highest amount of home foreclosures. The state of Tennessee received over $200 million to help mitigate the impact of foreclosures, and Chattanooga Neighborhood Enterprise was chosen as a grant recipient to help Tennessee administer their foreclosure prevention fund. Today, some $19 million has been allocated to homeowners in Chattanooga and 10 surrounding counties. CNE's Executive Director Martina Guilfoyle says homeowners who are behind on their mortgage payments or expect to fall behind are eligible for foreclosure prevention funding.
We've helped doctors, we've helped teachers, we've helped retail clerks. So everybody has experienced some hardship, I think, with the economic downturn from 2008. The specific criteria for the program is you have to, number one, be experiencing hardship, which is pretty much defined as a reduction of income. It can be due to unemployment. It can be due to a small business owner losing revenues because of the economic downturn. It could be because somebody lost their a higher paying job and now they're earning less money. It can be somebody who's on long-term disability, short-term disability, just some loss of income. The only criteria is that you have to have purchased your home before the hardship happened. So that would be probably the number one criteria. You can't owe more than $40,000 in arrears to be able to qualify. And other than that, it's pretty much open to anybody, which makes it such a great program. Now, it is a grant. You can get up to $40,000. You don't make any payments. You don't ever repay it if you stay in your home up to 5 years. And it works so that after it pays your mortgage, the arrears, the money past due, and will pay your mortgage for up to 3 years, up to $40,000, so that you can get back on your feet.
Now, can a person qualify up to one, two, three times a year if the fund's available?
It's a one-time grant, $40,000. We have, unfortunately, had some people call, since the program has been operating now for several years, and say, I'm at the end of my $40,000. What can I do? Well, the goal is that during the period of over the next 3 years that you're getting your financial situation in order so that you'll be able to sustain your homeownership if that's what your goal is, or if not, you have an exit strategy that makes sense. And we would work with people to help them figure out what makes sense for them.
If a homeowner is awarded foreclosure prevention funds, you must follow strict guidelines on how the funds are to be used. Funding cannot be used for water or electric bills, car payments, clothes, food, etc. The foreclosure fund should allow a person to pay on outstanding debt and perhaps save a little money. If you are behind in your mortgage payments or foresee future financial hardship, don't wait to see whether you qualify for foreclosure prevention funds. Take action now and don't wait. Don't be embarrassed by asking for help.
If you don't qualify for the grant funds, you could still qualify for us helping you to get a modified mortgage. We do those. Or we can help you figure out what's the best strategy to exit your house. In some cases, it may be selling, doing a deed in lieu of, a short sale. But really, people should come in before they get too far behind. If you know you're going to get behind, come in and see us. Proactivity, I think, really is the best strategy when you're dealing with potential foreclosure. And the hardest thing, I think, and what I want to encourage the listeners, is not to be embarrassed, to come in. And this is something that happens, it's been very prevalent over the last few years, and it just really can be addressed in a very proactive way, and we want to be able to help you save your house. And so I think the great thing about CNE, which is a community organization, we're in the community, we want to help the community, and we want people to come, and we treat people with respect and try to solve their problem.
Chattanooga Neighborhood Enterprise does not charge a fee to its clients, and there is a free foreclosure prevention hotline whereby you can talk to a certified home ownership counselor as well. If you think you need help, the time is now. Mrs. Guilfoyle says the state may be running out of funds by the end of the first quarter of next year. More information is available at www.keepmytennesseehome.org. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mark Colbert.